Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapatandigam Adadanas Chinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dhulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Nrisimha Jai Nrisimha Jai Jai Narasimha
Sri Nrisimha Jai Nrisimha
Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringam Ugrambira Mahavishnu Jvalantam Sarvato Mukam Nishringam Bhishanam Badram Mrityam Mrityam Namam Yaham Manjakalpatrubhasya kipasindivivata titanam pavanevyo vaishnavivyo namo namaha. So we're gathered here on this very auspicious day of Nrisimha Chaturdasi, the Chaturdasi day of, I believe this is Trivikram month, the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. One time, Prabhupada asked the devotees, what was the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? Does anyone know? 1856. Prabhupada said the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma ce medavyam evam yo veti tatvata taktva deham punar janma naiti maham arjuna maham eti so arjuna. Simply by understanding that Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam. Almost like English. Divyam means divine. Krishna's janma and karma, they're divine, not like ours. Prabhupada said Krishna's got rasa lila, like we have this beautiful painting here. But you all have rascal lila. Janma karma chame divya, my birth and activities are divya, divine. Evam yo veti tatrata, veti, just like we know Veda. It comes from this root word bit, you know, vidya. Veti, who knows that, tatrata in truth. Evam yo veti tatrata, chaktva. Just like we know the word tyag, that's a noun, but when it's a verb, it's, or the verb is tyag, but the noun is chaktva, having left. This body, chaktva deham, deha means body. Chaktva deha, punarjanma, we take another birth. But anybody who understands this and knows punarjanma, na. Krishna says, na, naiti, sorjuna. He does not take another birth. Say, what will happen if we don't take another birth? Without a body, what will we do? Mameti sorjuna, he comes to me, Arjuna. Simply by understanding, the Prabhupada said this is the most important verse, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and activities, you will not take another birth in this material world. You will go back to home, back to Godhead. So these days of Nrisimha Chaturdasi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, these are wonderful opportunities for us to discuss the divine pastimes of the Lord. And one of the most favorite pastimes of the Lord of the devotees is Nrisimhadev Lila. Actually, in the beginning, you see the picture of Nrisimhadev. In the beginning, you're sort of aghast. I remember in the old temple in Venice Boulevard, As soon as you walked in the door, there was this huge picture of Nisringadeva, they're ripping Hiranyakashipur. I don't know what the devotees, people, guests who came for the first time thought. But somehow or other, very soon, you become very attached to Nisringadeva, isn't it? In fact, that was the first story I learned. Because when I first came to the temple, the first devotee I met was Bhavananda, and I challenged him. I said, but Bhavananda, aren't we all God? And he said, oh, you are God? And how you have forgotten. And as soon as he said that, I realized that we used to ask the same question. We would be speculating at the speed of mind with the help of a little chemical stimulation. And we come to the conclusion that I'm God, you're God, we're all God. How did we miss it all this time? We used to ask the same question. But when Bhavananda asked it, oh, you are God, and how you have forgotten. It was like a ton of bricks. So my next challenge was, but isn't all talking nonsense? Because my friend Sunshine and I, who later became Srivas, those who are old enough will understand the significance of his name as Sunshine, didn't have anything to do with the light of the sun. We used to speculate at the speed of mind, and we come to the conclusion that it's beyond words. And then we look at each other and feel frustrated. Then why did you say that? Or we speculate at the speed of mind and we come to the conclusion, there's nothing to be said. Then why did you say that? And Bhavananda said, yes, you're right. All talking is nonsense unless you're chanting Hare Krishna or you're talking about Krishna. That is a transcendental sound vibration that will liberate your consciousness from this material platform and take it to the transcendental platform. And I said, wow. Because I knew I wasn't going to stop talking. Because even before I became a devotee, the people used to say, you don't tell stories, you tell movies. So, somehow or other, there was this picture of Nisringadeva there, and they told me this story, and that was the only story I knew. So any guest would come and meet, like, take him over to the Nisringadeva picture, and I tell him, Nisringadeva Leela. Now, there's a very, very interesting recitation of Nisringadeva Leela. We find in Gopal Champu and Ananda Brindavan Champu, the Tikas of our Acharyas. It was in the middle of the Damodar Leela, just like in the back we have this Damodar Leela, the pastime here. So we know that Krishna stole the butter, so Mother Yasoda tied him up. So now he's all tied up. So then all the cowherd boys came, headed by Balaram. And Balaram came and he said, Kanhaiya, who did this to you? I will immediately burn into ashes. Because we know in his form as Anantashesh, he burns all the universe. Who is that? You just tell me who did this. I will burn into ashes. And Kanhaiya said, Maya. Maya did this? What did you do? I didn't do nothing. So Balaram said, look, if Maya tied you up, I'm not getting involved. All right. Madhu Mangal, Batuka, come here, untie me. And Madhu Mangal said, look, you guys always make the plan. You guys execute the plan. Then you guys all run away. I'm lame. I get stuck behind. I'm the one that gets in trouble. Now you're in trouble. I'm happy. All right, Subal, come here. Soka Krishna. You guys tying it or are you making it tighter? All right, you guys are useless. Get out of the way. So then he saw those twin Arjun trees. We know the whole story of Nalaka Viramanagriva. Anyway, they're cursed. So he remembered he had to fulfill the prophecy of Narad Muni. So he crawled in between the trees. The Ukkal got stuck. Ukkal. Now this is very important. Because Ukkal means a very, very bad person. Just like us. We're all very bad people. But that Ukkal, he's connected with Krishna. Because he's connected with Krishna, he's able to deliver these two Arjun trees who are Nalaka Viramanagriva. So just like us, we're very bad people because we're connected with Prabhupada distributing his books. We're able to deliver so many people. So those two Arjun trees came crashing down, huge sound. Nanda Baba came running. He saw Lala there between these two trees. He said, how these trees have fallen down. He grabbed Lala. He saw him tied up, immediately untied him. He said, Lala, who did this? He said, Maya. Well, what did you do? I didn't do nothing. Mother Yasoda also heard the crashing down of the trees. She came running also. And she saw Nanda Lala was in Nanda Baba's arms. She came running with her arms outstretched. He buried his head in Nanda Baba's shoulder. She came on this side, then he went on this side. And she came on this side, then he went on this side. Then Mother Yasoda went running to her room crying like a cow who's lost her calf. And Baba said, come on, Lala, you should go to your Maya. No, I don't want to see this rascal Maya. I was drinking milk and she just pushed me on the ground and she tied me with ropes. I don't want to see this rascal Maya. Then who's going to put you to bed tonight? Say, you, Baba. Who's going to heat up the milk and give you milk before you take rest? It's you, Baba. Who's going to wake you up in the morning? It's you, Baba. So Nanda Maharaj took him home, heated up the milk, put him to bed, and Lala said, Baba, tell me a story. He said, no, you take rest. No, I won't take rest till you tell me a story. So Nanda Maharaj said, all right. One time there was a very, very, very great king named Hiranyakashipu. And he was a big demon. And he, by some benedictions of Lord Brahma, he became very powerful. He conquered the whole universe. But even though he was a big, big demon, his son Prahlad, by the mercy of Narad Muni, he was a very, very great devotee of the Lord. And his father tried to make him a demon in so many ways. He tried to educate him to become a demon. But as Maharaj described, he was ruining the school, preaching Krishna consciousness. So then Hiranyakashipu became furious. He tried to kill him in so many ways. He threw him off a cliff. But he was always chanting and remembering the Lord. The Lord saved him. He put him in a pot of boiling oil. He put him with demons. But the weapons turned against the demons. He put him in a pit of snakes. The snakes didn't brush him. He put him in front of a mad elephant. The mad elephant took him and put him on his back and took him for a triumphant ride. He tried in so many ways to kill him. He was unable to kill him. So finally he said, Prahlad, where do you get your power? Said, Baba, I get my power from the same place as you, from Vishnu, from the Lord. From the Lord? Why have you become mixed up with my enemy? Where is this Lord of yours? Well, Papa, he's everywhere. He's everywhere? Yes, Baba, he's everywhere. He's everywhere? Is he here? Is he here? Is he here in this pillar? Yes, Baba, he's there everywhere. So then Hiranyakashipu, he grabbed his sword. He went over to that pillar. I'll show you about your God. I'm going to smash your God to smithereens right now. And he took that sword and he smashed the pillar to smithereens. And Lala jumped up on the bed and went, Rah! And then imitated ripping the Sri Hiranyakashipu. Nanda Maharaj said, how does he know the end of the story? I never told him this story before. How does he know the end? So in this way we find this very wonderful recitation of Nrisinga Leela by Nanda Maharaj himself to Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.